John Adams, 1797 to 1801. In conformity to the fashion, I drink this morning about a gill of cider. It seems to do me good. John Adams. A thinker and a drinker. John Adams, the second president of the United States, came from Puritan roots. His father had hoped to steer him toward the ministry. Instead, he became a lawyer, then a revolutionary, and eventually a politician. Adams helped Thomas Jefferson formulate the Declaration of Independence and helped bring French military might to the American cause. He also assisted in negotiating the Treaty of Paris, which put an end to the hostilities with King George III and England. As George Washington's vice president, Adams, in typical blunt fashion, described the job as the most insignificant office that ever the invention of man contrived or his imagination conceived. As president, Adams found the significance he craved. He was forced to navigate numerous treacherous currents, such as tight-roping a near war with America's former ally France over the XYZ affair, and political jousting with rivals such as Alexander Hamilton and Thomas Jefferson. Historians delight that Adams was one of the most forthcoming and prodigious recorders of his era. He wrote copious letters, many to his beloved wife Abigail, and diary entries. Adams could be both wryly humorous and descriptive in his writings, almost all of which pop off the page and bear the ring of authenticity. The result is that we know a lot about what John Adams would think and what John Adams would drink. Cider House Rules. William Henry Harrison went down in history as the hard cider candidate, but John Adams could have laid claim to that title years earlier. Adams's insightful writings are laced with references to alcoholic beverages he enjoyed, including rum, whiskey, Madeira, sherry, various other wines, beer, especially porter, and, yes, hard cider. The Massachusetts native attended Harvard at just 16 and fondly mentioned that cider was a staple of the